Walk into any grocery store and you're bombarded with contradictions. Organic kale sits next to genetically modified corn. Grass-fed beef competes with plant-based burgers. Labels scream natural, clean, and superfood while offering zero actual nutritional guidance. We live in an age of unprecedented food abundance, yet face epidemics of both starvation and obesity, often within the same communities. How did we get here? More importantly, how do we navigate this chaos? The answer requires understanding not just what's on our plate, but the entire system that put it there. From ancient agricultural revolutions to tomorrow's lab-grown steaks, our relationship with food reflects humanity's greatest triumphs and most troubling failures. What we eat shapes our bodies, societies, and the planet itself in ways most of us never consider when grabbing lunch. For millions of years, our ancestors ate plants and occasional meat, leaves, seeds, roots, nuts, and fruits. Fire revolutionized this, pre-digesting food and making nutrients more accessible, possibly fueling our energy-hungry brains. The real transformation came 10,000 years ago when humans stopped wandering and started farming. The Neolithic Revolution exploded populations from a few million to 25 million, but archaeological evidence reveals a darker truth. Early farmers were less healthy than hunter-gatherers. Fewer food sources meant nutritional deficiencies, permanent settlements spread disease, and labor-intensive agriculture created social hierarchies. We traded dietary diversity and leisure for population growth and civilization. The Industrial Revolution mechanized farming, tractors replaced human labor, railways moved food to cities. The Green Revolution brought disease-resistant crops and synthetic fertilizers. Norman Borlaug's wheat varieties saved hundreds of millions, but introduced environmental hazards like DDT. Today, genetic and digital revolutions dominate. Most American soybeans, corn, and cotton come from genetically engineered seeds. We're moving toward 3D-printed meals and AI-controlled kitchens. Each revolution promised to solve food problems, yet each created new complexities we're still untangling. Family farms produce 80% of the world's food, yet the top 1% of farms, massive industrial operations, control 65% of agricultural land. Four corporations dominate 3/4 of the global agrochemical market and nearly 2/3 of commercial seeds, giving a handful of executives extraordinary influence over what billions eat. The human cost is staggering. Women comprise 60 to 80% of food producers in parts of Africa and Asia, yet own less than 20% of the land. Meanwhile, 152 million children work in agriculture globally, with over 2 million in West African chocolate production alone. The nutritional paradox: over 820 million people go hungry, while 2 billion adults are overweight or obese. Ultra-processed foods now comprise over half the calories in some wealthy nations, engineered to be hyper-palatable and irresistible. Agriculture contributes 26% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Beef production uses 28 times more land and produces 5 times more greenhouse gases than other proteins. The 1.2 billion tons of annual animal waste contaminates groundwater, creating antibiotic-resistant superbugs. Solutions exist, but face opposition. Mexico's sugar tax reduced soda consumption by 12%. Finland's North Karelia project slashed cardiovascular disease rates. Yet food corporations resist such programs. Carbohydrates aren't the enemy. Your brain runs on glucose, and muscles store glycogen for energy. The issue is which carbs you choose. White bread spikes blood sugar like table sugar because processing strips fiber and nutrients. Lentils and beans release energy slowly, stabilize blood sugar, and feed gut bacteria. Most people consume less than half the recommended fiber, missing out on lower cholesterol, better weight management, and reduced disease risk. Fat was demonized for decades, spawning fat-free products loaded with sugar. Yet fat builds cell membranes, regulates genes, and makes food satisfying. Omega-3s in fish and algae protect your heart and brain. The cholesterol panic was largely misguided. Dietary cholesterol barely affects blood cholesterol for most people, and your body needs it for vitamin D and hormones. Protein provides building blocks for approximately 25,000 different proteins your body creates. While animal foods contain all 9 essential amino acids, vegetarians don't need to carefully combine foods at each meal. That myth is debunked. A varied plant-based diet throughout the day easily meets protein needs. Every produce color represents different phytonutrients protecting your health. Each 200-gram daily increase in produce reduces heart disease risk by 8%, stroke by 16%, and cancer by 3%. Whole grains retain the fibrous bran, nutrient-rich germ, and starchy endosperm that industrial milling removes. People consuming 2 to 3 daily servings experience 18% lower cardiovascular mortality and 11% lower cancer mortality. American meat consumption hit 222.2 pounds per person in 2018, with global animal production tripling since 1970 to 24.2 billion animals. This isn't dietary preference, it's environmental crisis. Livestock occupies nearly 30% of Earth's ice-free surface. Beef production requires 28 times more land, 11 times more water, and produces 5 times more greenhouse gases than other proteins while generating methane, 21 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Concentrated feeding operations produce cheap meat at tremendous cost, inhumane overcrowding, and 1.2 to 1.37 billion tons of annual waste contaminating groundwater. Most alarming, up to 80% of all antibiotics go to animal agriculture as growth promoters, breeding resistant bacteria. Restricting livestock antibiotics reduced resistant bacteria in animals by 39% and humans by 24%. Nutritionally, red and processed meats link to colorectal cancer and heart disease. Each 50-gram daily increase in processed meat raises heart disease risk by 37%. Fatty fish provide crucial omega-3s, with 15% lower heart failure risk, benefits outweighing mercury concerns for most adults. The future is arriving. Plant-based proteins now mimic meat convincingly. Cellular agriculture, growing actual animal tissue without animals, could provide meat's experience without environmental devastation. Our current system is unsustainable, and alternatives are emerging. Decades of research reveal a simple truth. Adherence matters more than diet type. Studies comparing equal-calorie diets show minimal weight loss differences over 1 to 2 years, regardless of macronutrient composition. This explains why every diet has passionate advocates. If you found an eating pattern you can maintain, it works for you. The Blue Zones, regions with exceptional longevity, including Okinawa, Sardinia, and Loma Linda, offer powerful insights. Despite dietary differences, all share common features: abundant vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, and whole grains, with minimal meat and virtually no processed foods. But diet is only part of the story. Blue Zone residents build physical activity into daily life, manage stress through strong social connections, and practice spirituality. Longevity emerges from integrated lifestyle patterns, not isolated dietary choices. Sustainability adds another dimension. Vegetarian and vegan diets prove most sustainable, with sustainability decreasing as meat intake increases. Redirecting the 40% of crops currently fed to livestock to human consumption would eliminate the need to increase food production to feed nearly 10 billion people by 2050. The future of food will likely feature greater plant diversity, precision nutrition tailored to individual genetics, and possibly lab-grown meat. Yet technology alone won't solve our food crisis. We need systemic changes in agricultural subsidies, food marketing regulations, and urban planning that makes healthy food accessible to everyone. Ultra-processed foods engineered for profit are making us sick. Industrial animal agriculture destroys the environment and breeds antibiotic-resistant superbugs. The solutions? Eating more plants, reducing waste, choosing whole foods are simple yet frustratingly inaccessible for millions trapped in food deserts or working multiple jobs. This isn't just personal health, it's collective survival. Every meal is a vote for the food system we want. Individual choices matter, but we also need policies that make nutritious food the default, not a privilege. The goal isn't perfection, it's progress. Add colorful vegetables to your plate. Choose whole grains when possible. Reduce meat gradually. Support local farmers. Waste less. These small shifts, multiplied across millions, create momentum for systemic change. The most powerful antidote to our dysfunctional food system isn't a revolutionary diet. It's reconnecting with the simple truth that food is meant to nourish bodies, communities, and the planet sustaining us all.